Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bagby, and towards Mack, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner bunts in front of the plate. Hayes scoops up the ball and tags Keltner for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Trosky moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Mack moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Mack scores. Hemsley moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brancato fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The throw from Hemsley to pick off Siebert, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive towards the mound. Babich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bagby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Babich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Babich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Babich reaches second base with a double. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses is walked intentionally. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Chapman is walked intentionally. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles pinch hits for Johnny Babbage. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Al Brancato. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.